Ditch agus Fulcheroat hig Podcreely Bite Size Irish. Hello and welcome to the Bite Size Irish podcast, Ismisha Neil O'Sheal. Another podcast, another festival. Yesterday was Easter, so Banachtin the Failure, if you were celebrating that. On this podcast, I like to share all kinds of conversations we've been having about Size Irish, from general cultural chats to the stories of our learners. But today, there's going to be quite a tight focus on some practical tips for learning Irish, especially conversation, and especially with regard to bite-sized Irish itself. So I won't go into great detail here about the benefits of bite-sized Irish membership. You'll be hearing about that shortly. But just to let you know that we have a special discount available to podcast listeners such as yourself, if you go to offer.irish. Yep, that's offer.irish. To get 10% off monthly or annual membership. And what will that give you access to? Well, myself and Bite Size Irish founder Owen sat down recently to talk about some of the updates we've been doing to our online learning platform Aisithir, with some, as I said, really practical tips on how to hit the next level with your Irish learning. We originally recorded this as a video, so click on the link in the podcast notes if you'd like to see some of the visuals we referred to during the conversation. But I think it makes sense anyway if you're just listening. So, let's go over to the chat.
I'm Owen from Bite Size Irish, and I'm here with Neil from Bite Size Irish. Neil, how are you? We're here because we've got a TUSMA foundational course for Irish language learners online. We've been working hard to make improvements with the course. So we're going to talk about why you might be interested in these improvements. But I think, Neil, we'll have to step back a little first and kind of put it in its context. So TUSMA lives on our learning platform, Aisithir. And Aisithir means journey. And for us, it's really a language journey. It's like it's a lifelong journey of making deeper connections through the Irish language. So Neil, where does TUSMA, what does it mean, TUSMA, and where does it sit in on Aisithir?
Well, TUSMA means a good start. And of course, it's from a well-known Irish proverb, TUSMA le Nahibra, which means a good start is half of the work. So I think we all know the feeling that if you've got a big task to do, that just getting started is the main thing. And then you find your flow and get into it. So for us, that shows how we see this course. It's a beginner's course, really. It does go from the very basics of the language, saying hello, and what's your name? How are you? Very basics. And it continues up. We add to people's grammar and vocabulary, and we introduce different topics. And it takes us towards the intermediate level of Irish.
Yeah, it's one of our self-paced courses as well. Neil, you've developed a full other course more towards self-expression, I would say, Shulak Shkelos, and then our Aisithir reference pack, where people can maybe more quickly jump in and out to key concepts in the language. So it's all this self-paced journey, right?
Yeah. Shulak Shkelos is a follow-on to TUSMA, really. So it's more at that intermediate level, and it's a bit more complex. It's for people who have done TUSMA and who are ready for a little bit more of a challenge. And the reference pack that you mentioned, that's really there for everybody. That is really, the intention is that you can use it, you can go back to it every time a particular point comes up, whether it's something about dialects or numbers or some tricky grammar point.
You should be able to go to the reference pack and just check, find the info very fast, and then go back to whatever you're working on. So it's not as natural a progression in the reference pack. It's not really intended to be studied from the beginning to the end, although you could. But it's quite basic, clear info in the reference pack. So hopefully people will be coming back to that every time they need to just check something.
So you mentioned that now TuSMA is a beginner's or more foundational course for learning the Irish language. So there's a mix of lessons, right? And we're here because we've spent a good bit of energy improving the conversation lessons. But what's the different mix of lessons need?
Well, we have four lesson types in our TuSMA course. We have Thorfuckle lessons, which means vocabulary. So those lessons will focus more on just adding words to your knowledge. And we have Grammadach lessons, which of course are grammar lessons. Grammar is a forbidding topic for some, but it's absolutely essential to find out how things work together. And we do try to present that in a simple, bite-sized way that's easy and enjoyable for everyone to understand. So very necessary part of everything. And maybe when we need to put the vocab and the grammar together and actually have real sentences and really communicate, we have our Cora lessons, which means conversation. So we have sample conversations, which you can listen to slowly and then at more natural speed. And you can practice taking taking the roles of some of the characters in these conversations as well. And the last lesson type we have is Kultur, which of course means culture. So there aren't as many of these, but these are some lessons which are maybe focused on some aspects of Irish culture in particular. So definitely very interesting to anyone studying the language in general. And it's also worth saying that these four lesson types, they're not four completely different, separate things. Of course, there's elements of grammar, there's elements of vocab, of communication and conversation and culture in every lesson. So it's not that they're completely different things to be studied at different times, really. But you might like to think today I want to focus more on just looking at those conversation lessons, for example, and practice my listening and my speaking.
Yeah, so for me, looking at TuSMA and going through the different lesson types, it makes it more interesting that you can, you know, pick up some phrases or words, learn a new concept, test that out in a conversation in everyday Irish. So, of course, you're kind of building up bit by bit in different ways depending on the lesson. But thinking back to TuSMA, how it started, the origins of Bites as Irish is I'm recording all the sounds for Bites as Irish for everything, essentially. But we've got a nice variety of fluent speakers on the team at Bites as Irish. So I needed to kind of step out of the way a little bit and make these conversation lessons, which only featured me originally, or for the most part, Neil, I think. So tell us about the improvements you've been working on with the conversation lessons in TuSMA.
Yeah, so if anyone's familiar with our conversation lessons in TuSMA, up to this point, it was just one voice they heard for all the different characters. And there were obvious practical, logistical reasons for that in the first place. But one of the big improvements we've been able to do lately, and why we're talking today, is the fact that we've been able to have different voices recorded for the different characters in these conversations. So that means it's going to be a lot more natural to hear different voices for different characters in these conversations. And we've been able to add some diversity to it as well. So we've got a female speaker as well as male voices. And indeed, we've got an Ulster speaker as well as just Munster voices, because I've added that in myself. Bite-sized Irish, of course, mostly We focus on Munster Irish, but the intention is never to pretend other dialects don't exist. So we've got a little bit more diversity in terms of dialects as well.
Yeah, we could go into a lot of conversation, I guess, about dialects. It's been a good topic over the years. My finding of people who've been in touch through Bite Size Irish, and I wonder what's your experience, Neil, as a teacher for adult learners. But people can start quite broad and maybe not even realize which dialect a certain phrase is coming from. And then maybe later on in the journey, they do feel like they want to hone in on a more specific regional variety dialect of Irish, maybe depending on where their family has been from or where they live themselves now. Sure. What's been your experience, Neil?
Well, exactly that. We have some learners who very definitely prefer to go for one dialect, but a lot of people just want to learn the language in general. And I do feel in a way that we shouldn't stress too much about dialect. Because I wouldn't like that to be an impediment or a kind of block that stops people from just going ahead and learning the language. There are a lot of people who speak a bit of a mix, and that's not the worst thing in the world. But I suppose the more you get into it, you might feel like, oh no, I'd really rather prefer to dig down and get all of the sounds and the vocab and phrases and even the little grammar rules about my specific dialect. Of course, we have a short course in the reference pack, which is called Dealing with Dialects. Mm-hmm. So there's some advice in that course about maybe what approach you should take. You know, maybe there is an obvious option for you or otherwise in terms of grammar, vocabulary, and pronunciation, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Neil, I think you've got a lesson that you can show us, right, so we can get a better taster. For people who are listening, the video is going to show a lesson from Too Smart. And yourself and Emma have done a really nice job of finding ways of improving visually how the lessons are. So, Neil, when you're ready.
Yeah. Well, this is a lesson from Module 3 of TUSMI. The module is about friends and family, and this lesson is called Introducing People. If I go to the module itself, we can see in the module checklist, which refers to each lesson in this module, one thing we've added is a little icon, a little emoji to show you which kind of lesson you're dealing with. So we have Storfuckle lessons, as I mentioned, Gramadach lessons, Cora, and Kultur. So hopefully it's very, very clear which kind of lessons. And if you're, you know, if you're specifically looking for vocab or conversation examples, you'll be able to find those that little bit more quickly. But if we go into this lesson itself, introducing people, the lesson type is clear up here. We have our icon and the lesson type, Cora. And then we will have a conversation with three people, with three characters. As we said, it was Owen himself doing all the voices before, but now it's Owen and Emma and myself. So we have more diversity there. So we're also using these avatars just to make it nice and clear. The names are here, of course, but to make it nice and clear, different characters are speaking at different times. And I also included a little note here. The default, as I said, is Munster Irish with Bite Size. So just to be clear, I'm an Ulster speaker. I'll pronounce some things a different way to Emma and Owen in English as well as in Irish. But we've marked the Ulster ones with a U for Ulster there. So Haig and Sean and Anya, we can see that U there. That's more my pronunciation. And maybe Emma or Owen are other Munster people, or Connacht people for that matter, would pronounce it a bit differently. So if you see some irregularities, that's probably what's going on.
So, Neil, let's say I'm a learner, maybe pretty new to the Irish language, or maybe I'm coming back to Gaeilge after having it at school, or I want to make a more active connection with the language. So there's different types of people who learn with us. If I'm here on this lesson, this conversation lesson, how would you suggest that I make the most of the conversation material that's here?
Well, we have divided the lessons into steps, so it should be nice and clear. I suppose you could skip on and go to the faster recordings. But first of all, we have slow versions of everything. So each line has been recorded slowly. So it should be very clear. You can follow the Irish and look at the phonetics if you need it. Look at the translation if you need it. And listen to each different voice as they have this short conversation. Now, it's not too long. That's the end of it there. And usually after the first section, the slow playthrough is when we have a few notes about maybe little grammar or language issues that pop up here. So in this case, chuma, freshen, and foster, these words, which all have the same meaning roughly, but would be heard in different dialects. So following that, we have step two, Kemado, listen and repeat at normal speed. So if you've been listening to each line and trying to repeat it yourself, now you're coming up to more natural speed. So when you're ready for that, you can hear how the words run into each other a little bit more when we speak at a natural pace. Each word is not separated out differently, of course. So that's step two, listen and repeat at normal speed. And then once that is done, step three is role play, role for EBS. Now it's your turn. As it says here, first play the part of Sean. So you can listen to the other characters and then you have your line to give. Of course, you can find it above. If you've remembered it or if you already know how to say that, you can just go for it, but you can find your answer above. So you're taking part, listening to the other characters and giving your line like an actor. And now you can play the role of Anya, and down below, of course, you can play the role of Tig. So you get to do all the parts by the end. And then step four, over to you. So in this case, you are going to introduce someone to Tig. So we have a little prompt for things that you could say. And some more conversation with Anya as well. So that's just for a little bit more freedom, a little bit more self-expression. You're not just reading the script at this point. You are saying something new that you wouldn't to say, maybe something that's relevant to your life. So you could be introducing a friend or relative or so on. And we have a link to another lesson for other vocab and language that could be useful there. So from the beginning, when you're listening slowly and repeating, then listening at natural pace, and then trying to memorize the forms, at this level, this stage, you are being a bit more creative with it and talking about what you want to say instead of just using the script. So there's a nice progression there, I think. And when the lesson is finished, you can tick the box like this, and that'll show your progression through the course.
Yeah, thanks for showing us that, Neil. I really love that that way into creativity. Because for me, a language is about, there's a mix there, but it's about self-expression and connecting with others, isn't it? Like, language is our way of connecting with others.
Of course, it's communication is the most important thing. But of course, for most of us, if you parachute us down into a place with a different language, we wouldn't know where to start. So it's good to have those structures to as kind of stabilizers, where you're repeating the forms first, and then you have a little bit of freedom to change a couple of things, and hopefully at a later point, you'll be entirely free.
I love that progressive approach. Over the years, like, people have told us at Bite Size Irish, they want to, like, be able to have even a simple conversation, be able to say who they are, introduce themselves, say hello. And it's such a big step, really, honestly, to be able to even reach that at all. Like, it takes a lot of work, I'll say. But it's how do you get there in little steps towards more natural Irish cues, right?
Yeah. I always say I'm the typical book learner myself. You know, I'm sadly not from the Gaeltacht, and I learned my Irish at school, but I would have done some, maybe a lot of people would recognize this. I was happy to look in the books and work things out and understand things. But when it came to speaking, I felt like that was a huge step, a huge huge jump to make there. So the way to make that less scary, frankly, is to break it down, to make it bite-sized, and to follow a kind of progression like this, where you go from just being introduced to new language to having a very clear structure that you can copy, and then seeing how you can use this copy, like the script here, and slightly adapt it a little bit. And then the more you go, the more you can adapt it more, and the more you can go off script and come up with your own script. And then you're just expressing yourself creatively, naturally, and really communicating with other people.
Yeah, really nice. Yeah, I tell the story about French, learning French. Like, I learned French at secondary school, high school, then a year at university, and then I landed into Montpellier in the south of France, where I did a year's Erasmus study. And I didn't know, there's a tram line that just, or at the time anyway, maybe there's more now, but it would go from one end of the city to the other. So you just have to choose the right direction. And I was on the tram. I had no idea if I was on the right direction. So I was trying my very best to ask a couple of people, is this the way to the university? They repeated three times. I didn't understand a word. So I had done all this study, but by the time I got to the country, I hadn't been able to put it into practice. Now, by the end of the year, that's a very different story. I was able to survive just fine. But it does just show me how much work and, you know, attention we should give to conversation. And like you said, building it up in steps like that, right?
Of course. And of course, every language learner has a story like that, or 3 or 5 or 20. These little things, you know, they happen, and it's just, maybe it's the place where you find the gap in your knowledge and you think, well, I wasn't able to express that today, so that's something I need to go and check out and look at and work out how to deal with it. So it's part of the process, really.
It is, yeah. And so we'll mention Gaeilge gach law, it's our method, it's our structure of making the Irish language part of your everyday life without waiting for this like future moment where you feel like you're not just a learner, but you can practice a bit of Irish. It's like making that part of your life now. So for learners who are in Tusma and on Ashter, our Explore and Grow members at Bite Size Irish, you're not alone. So you're taking Tusma at your own pace. But Neil, first of all, the learners can click to ask a question, right, on any particular lesson, right?
Yeah, that's always an option. But of course, being a self-paced course, it's going to be up to you, whether you go through a lot of lessons today, or if you choose to do one per day, or however you like to do it. That's up to you. It's a self-paced, self-study course, so that's your decision. So you could absolutely use this as part of your Gaeilge gach law lifestyle. But then, of course, we have other ways to practice Gaeilge gach law too.
Yeah, and as a member, Explore or Grow, you've also got, you're part of the Bite Size Pubble Learners Community. So you can be learning at your own pace in TuSma, taking part in daily prompts, taking part in calls and conversation practice calls, depending on your plan. So you're not alone learning. And Neil, I'd like to ask you, you did a study week as an experiment at Bites as Irish, and it's something that we're going to do periodically for members. So give us a little taste. What inspired us, maybe?
Well, in February we ran this. So we on the Friday or the week before, we told everyone on Pubble and through our newsletter, folks, we're going to focus on this particular topic next week. And the topic was one module from TuSma, actually. It was a module about hobbies and pastimes and activities like that. So within that module, of course, within that topic, there are opportunities to learn a lot of vocab, games and sports, other activities. But there are opportunities to learn grammar, too. It's very convenient to talk about the present tense for activities that you do regularly and so on. So we had our grammar and vocab. It all made sense. But the real benefit of running the study week was that for that week, all of our activities, so our regular calls for members and our daily challenges on Pubble and our online community, were all relating to the same topic. And we also had a thread for discussion about this topic on Pubble too. So basically, everyone was prompted to go and have a look at the module, do a bit of study, then bring that to the community. Take part in whatever way you can. And everyone's on the same page for once, because when we have self-study in different levels all together, you might be studying something different to others. But for 1 week, we were all talking about the same topic. And I think we got a lot of really nice feedback that people got a chance to really dig into that topic and to ask a few questions and to work out what they needed to know about that topic. So I think it went very well.
Yeah, we learned a lot from our members. And it's this nice mix, isn't it, Neil? It's like you said, taking the material at your own pace, these two small lessons, mm-hmm. for example, following where your curiosity brings you. But at the same time, from time to time, coming together and focusing in on a certain topic and jumping into that maybe. So a really nice mix. So well done, Neil. We'll be running more study weeks periodically for our members. So I think it's good to wrap up, Neil. Are you happy that have we covered everything about the two SMART improvements lately that we've been doing?
Yeah, it's two main things. Of course, we've had these conversations and this course has been available for a while already, but it's just the improvements in using different voices now with different people and different dialects even. And also those little visual touches like the icons and avatars, just to make it extra clear what's going on each page and to help the listeners and the people studying, of course, navigate their way around. So hopefully that's all easier and more pleasant and enjoyable to use.
Absolutely. And Mahu, well done. Two small lad and a hipper, definitely. So fair play, Neil. I'd like to invite people who are watching or listening to this to take our Gaeilge Gach Law 1 week challenge. We had our first week's challenge this past week. There was more than 500 people who participated and hundreds of comments coming in over the week. There's little prompts of showing you how to read Irish, write Irish, listen to Irish, even if you feel like you're not ready for it yet. So it's really getting you to change your perspective of what you can do every single day around the Irish language. It's been really fun and it starts every Monday. So come to bitesize.irish and there's a 1 week challenge right on the homepage. And indeed, if you're interested in diving straight into TuSma and everything else that we've been talking about, I'd recommend checking out our Explore membership. So check out our memberships at bitesize.irish as well. So, Neil, go me in a mahagut. Slán damu.
Slán a chairde.
So that was our chat on the updates and improvements we think we've been making to our online beginner's course, Tús Mai, and the ways that we hope you'll be able to use these materials to further your Irish language journey. So why not have a look at offer.irish and see if you'd like to avail of our 10% discount for podcast listeners, offer.irish, and you yourself will be able to use all these great resources to help you on your way. That's all for today's podcast. We'll be back in a fortnight again. Slán leat!